All right, I'll gulp it down. And then let's get going to the show.
After I see what fate has decreed. Go ahead, now through your tea, Cecil. Drink it all. That's lovely. There. Now hand me the cup.
Ooh. I bet it would work just as well if you drank it yourself.
Thank you. Oh, whoever heard of a fortune teller drinking their own tea?
I feel like a half-filled water bottle. Do I look funny?
You're just wonderful, Cecil. I have a feeling now that fate is about to direct our footsteps.
And I drank 3 glasses of milk for dinner tonight, too.
Don't talk to me, Cecil. I'm thinking.
I thought maybe you were going to sleep.
I'm concentrating. I'm calling destiny to show me what fate has in store.
Call me when you're ready.
Oh, Cecil, I think I feel spirits near me. Do you feel funny?
Not yet, but it won't be long. Have you got them on the line yet?
Now, 3 times to the right and 3 times to the left.
And then take a peek at them, and then let's go to a show.
Oh, dear. I hope this will tell me what to do about Uncle Thomas and Mrs. Mason.
Turn it over and let's see what pictures are in the tea leaves.
All right. There. Aw, isn't that too bad?
What's the matter?
Well, look, the tea leaves all stayed in the bottom of the cup, but they didn't move around.
What did you expect them to do?
Well, they should sort of form into pictures. Money signs and letters and things.
Well, what are they in now?
Well, they're just all together in a lump.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm sorry, Cecil, but I guess we'll have to do it over again.
Did you say we?
Yes. You see, just a pile of leaves doesn't mean anything. They have to form into letters.
Yeah, but suppose they don't form into letters and things.
Oh, they'll surely do it this time. I just have a feeling.
So have I. Come on, let's get going to the show.
No, Cecil, there's plenty of tea.
Yeah, but there's not plenty of me. My space is all taken up.
Well, surely you can drink just one more cup.
Listen, I know where you can get your fortune and get weighed, too, all for a penny.
Yes, but I want to know something about Uncle Thomas's affairs.
Well, listen. If I down one more cup, will you call it quits?
Yes. Fate will do something then, I'm sure.
All right. Pour me out my hemlock.
All right. Now, here you are. It's not quite as warm as it was, but it's stronger.
Sugar and cream. There. Oh, boy.
You act like you don't like it.
How did you guess it? Well, here's soap in your eye.
Thank you, Cecil. I know the fates will give me a message now.
If they do, I don't want to hear it.
Oh, yes, you do, Cecil. Maybe I'll see a way to stop Mr. Williams from going to Mexico.
Yeah.
Now, let me concentrate again.
Yeah.
There. Now, 1, 2, 3. Oh, look, Cecil, they didn't fall into the saucer. Look.
It's marvelous.
Now I can see what the tea leaves tell. I knew it would work.
It's great.
Everything comes to he, him, them. Well, it comes to a person that waits.
Sure.
Now let me see. Oh, look, there's a letter M. See, it's just as plain. That stands for Mrs. Mason. That's what it does. And look, it's right next to a letter T. That stands for Uncle Thomas. Doesn't it, Cecil?
Ooh, ooh.
Where are you going?
Home.
Why?
I better.
Oh, but you just got here.
Then I'm just going.
You look funny, Cecil.
Yeah, I've got a hunch I do.
Well, is there anything wrong?
Not yet.
Well, Cecil, don't you want to stay?
No. Goodbye tomorrow.
But, Cecil, wait. I might want you to drink some more tea for me. Well, for goodness sake, if Cecil isn't rude. After all I was going to do for him. Well, that's appreciated.